Today I would like to talk to you about the power of storytelling. We are designed to tell stories. It is how we make sense of our experiences that are good and bad, traumatic and joyful. When we have a good day, we want to share it with someone by telling him or her what happened. When we are hurt, we turn to each other for support. We do this through storytelling. Brené Brown says, "There is nothing more frustrating and sometimes frightening than feeling pain and not being able to describe or explain it to someone." When we can't find the right words to explain our painful experiences to others, we often feel alone and scared. In his article in Psychology Today, Arthur Dorbin says, "Through telling stories, you understand your connections to the past, your links to the present, and the possibilities of the future." When we are able to link past, present, and future, we are able to, as Dan Siegel says, literally make sense of our lives. Our past influences our present, and through telling our story, we are able to move forward. When we listen to another person's story, we get the opportunity to provide empathy. Paul Zak says, "When someone's story has sustained our attention long enough, we may begin to emotionally resonate with him or her." Through telling our own story and listening to someone else's, we begin to build our connection network, and having a safe connection network is part of what Brené Brown says is part of developing shame resilience. Recently, a client told me, "When we first started working together, I told you I could not talk about the experiences I had in Vietnam and Desert Storm. But talking about it somehow has helped. I think I needed to tell you about my experiences." We then discussed how important it is to tell our story, the benefits that come from doing so, and how it helps us make sense of our experiences. I encourage you to find someone safe to tell your story to, where he or she will provide you with an experience of empathy, understanding, and connection, helping you to develop shame resilience.